Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Paige Krause and Keaton Smith, here to talk about some amazing things going on at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. I know, Paige, that some of our listeners may remember you coming here not too long ago talking about the residency program that you all have at the ACA. And Keaton Smith, who is a recent UL graduate, 2012, is the artist doing this residency coming up in January. So you're going to be giving a little preview of your work this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Before we talk more specifically about your work, Keaton, Paige, tell us again about the residency program and why you all created it at the ACA.
Yeah, so we're so excited about this. Keaton is our second artist in residence, and we have four this year. And it's a new program at the ACA where we really wanted to work with local artists in Lafayette that are doing some interesting work. And so what we did is, instead of the application process, we sort of curated it this year. So we were seeking out artists that we really enjoyed their work and wanted to give them a platform to kind of create and get really involved in the process of what they were doing. And Keaton was one of those artists. And so we're working close, hopefully, with the university to transition some of the students in the performing and performing arts and media arts from UL, and then other local artists that are doing things on their own but maybe need a little assistance in having a venue to present in, or having the support of the staff through marketing, or long-term goals that they might have for bringing their work outside of Lafayette and going a little beyond. So we're kind of trying to embrace all of that. And then later in the year, we'll open it up as an application, and artists will then be able to apply for our Artist in Residence program for next year.
Now, your first artist was Jaren Schecksnyder, and describe briefly what she presented at the ACA.
Yeah, she did the piece Stars Like People, and if you've seen her work, it's just so interesting. She's in theater, but she really kind of embraces this warm environment in which she creates. So a lot of people were familiar with her house plays. So taking it out of that traditional environment and being able to see a play that was set in someone's home. And I had seen a piece of hers, and just, it's just wonderful. You know, you're just immersed in the whole experience of it, all senses involved. And so Jaren, what she did was she wrote an original piece, and she set it in the ACA, and it was a very small group, 30 members each, or 30 participants each night. They were split into two groups, each group 15. And one group watched the whole play going forwards, one backwards. And it was set in about 9 different spaces, I think, throughout the ACA. So you traveled, and you might end up backstage in the green room, or you would end up in the boardroom at the ACA, or different places. And it was just a beautiful piece, and it was these little vignettes of different stories that all connected once you had seen it from the beginning or from the end. So
very non-linear.
Yeah.
Now, I know, Keaton, you've been nodding the whole time she's been talking about that piece.
I love the show.
Did you, you saw it.
It was a great show.
You liked it a lot. What did you like so much about it?
I liked how the two different groups met in the middle. Like, even the audience, we all met in the middle and saw, like, the very pinnacle of, like, the dramatic climax, whatever. We all experienced it together, which is really cool.
And had you worked with Jaren ever, or
no,
seen any
I've
of her
never
work?
Seen
that
any of her stuff before.
Time.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, like, all of these artists, the four that we're working with this year, Leah Grafe and Darylyn Robertson, along with Keaton and Jaren, they've all sort of supported one another, and we've, you know, continued to have conversation about their pieces and how they can be involved and the support. And that's really nice, too, to build those relationships across different art forms.
Now, Keaton, you've just recently graduated from UL, and as Paige was saying, they are hoping that this residency program helps to support and encourage and further the work of young artists, particularly those who have recently graduated. And I found it interesting, last weekend, a friend of mine went to the senior art show at UL, and they said that was the first time that there was very little painting. There are very few paintings in the art show. It was installation, film, video. And they really noticed that change. Very new forms of art that the students are obviously very comfortable with. Not necessarily what we think of. We think of maybe something
very
more static.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So describe your career at UL as an art student, and your progress in those non-traditional forms, was that encouraged?
Yeah, like I come from a very performance video background, and we just saw my professor David Weber. He just showed us a bunch of avant-garde kind of performance video pieces, and when I saw that, I really latched onto it, and I said, like, to myself, I said, like, this is something different. Mm-hmm. I can really get into this. And so I just started trying to do it myself. And from there, I've just kept pushing the boundaries of, you know, I stay in the narrative storytelling genre. I like mm-hmm. telling stories, but I also like performing video. And I've trying to find a way those two mediums can meet and come together.
Right, because you were in the Department of Visual Arts. You are not a moving image arts major here at UL. So what was it that moved you about that art form that your professor was showing you? What attracted you? What was it about it?
I liked how you can do something with your hands instantly, and it's very intuitive. Just by the hardware you can use, like the old video mixers and things like that that people use for broadcast television back in, you know, the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. They still make it today, but it's very old technology. But you can really use it in different ways, and you can tell a story just by creating these very kind of aesthetic things. Mm-hmm. It's hard to describe, but like they're just kind of effects. But I liked using them as like a way of telling a story.
That's so interesting to hear you talk about those as old school technology and old tools to make art. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. So describe something for those people who were not familiar with using that to create art. What would you be doing? How would you use those tools to create something? Would you be using actual video footage?
Yes. In the film, the story of Christopher Jenkins next month, there are segments in the film, I think four segments, where you get kind of in the headspace of the character, the lead character, and you see kind of behind his eyes what he sees, because he's a diagnosed schizophrenic. And so, like, you just kind of see kind of like the shapes and colors and strange things that maybe a mentally ill person would see. Mm-hmm, And I use those effects to kind of enhance that experience.
And when you say effects, just describe some of the effects that how.
Well, the effects are built into like the hardware they're using, mm-hmm. but I've played around with it and kind of learned how to practice with it, and seeing the kind of mixing you can do, and kind of picked and choose the ones I like and the ones that won't work, and I kind of stick to the ones I like, and kind of the ones that kind of help tell the story.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I'd seen Keaton's work, I couldn't really wrap my head around what he was explaining to me when we were talking. And
it's hard to explain.
It is, but seeing it, it's just such an experience, because what I found interesting and when he told me is he's actually doing this, manipulating it all live. Mm-hmm. So he's a part of the performance. So you're seeing this film that he's been working on for months and doing all this filming with his cast of characters. But you're also taken out in these moments that's very abstract, that you're actually seeing him mix this live mm-hmm. with all of those tools that he's bringing in and all of the recording that is, you know, to me it looks like the 1980s up there with all the videos.
1980s, so mm-hmm. long ago. This is called a film. I'm looking at the poster here, and it says The Story of Christopher Jenkins, a film by Keaton R. Smith. But you're actually participating. It's not like it's a finished film. You have it on a reel, and you give it to someone, and they play it. You're mixing almost like a,
they call it a VJ, like a DJ.
VJ.
You know, a visual
like
jockey.
We would think of somebody taking LPs and, mm-hmm. you know, making noises and scratching. You're doing that with video. Mm-hmm.
So I press the play button, but I also stay there and keep doing things, you know.
Yeah, and the beauty is that each night it's different, you know. Mm-hmm. You're just seeing mm-hmm. a new process each night.
Each performance will be different because the nature of just the intuitive way of like handling the instrument.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But still, it is the story of Christopher Jenkins. Mm-hmm. There's
a narrative thread that mm-hmm. you follow, that I follow as well when I'm performing.
Well, let's talk about this more in just a little bit, because that is going to be your residency in
Correct.
January. Mm-hmm. To give people a sense of what you do, this Saturday during Art Walk, you'll be actually showing a couple films. Now, will you be doing the live VJing on Saturday?
Yes. Okay. I'll be doing mostly live mixing.
All right.
There's a very thin thread narrative
for what
one.
You'll present
yes.
this Saturday.
It's more of like an intuitive performance.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a name or
I call it the Swamp Thing, because there is like a few things I've put in there from the old Swamp Thing movies from like the 80s and 90s and the old television show, but I've taken it completely out of context and just kind of had fun with it.
Okay, but anybody who has any nostalgic connection might want to...
They would hate what I'm doing.
They would hate what you're doing. Well, still, just the fact that you are using it there is an homage to it. So they might appreciate that and enjoy it. So a very thin narrative. Again, just for people, and they're just listening, we don't have any visuals here. Describe what you're going to be using.
Well, I have my mixing board, and I have all the music that I compose for it. And so I'll have my kind of – I've been practicing with it. I've kind of practiced in a way where I can kind of intuit where the cues are in the music. So like I'm kind of playing off my music and then kind of just going with the moment, really.
So you're composing music as well as working, manipulating these images.
The music kind of helps, you know, track where the thing is going in the moment.
And is this music that you've composed electronically?
Yes.
Yes. And how would you describe it?
Some things are very musical, but most things are very, like, just kind of sound design, kind of very visceral noises and a lot of low bass and just sounds that I like that kind of catch my ear when I'm trying to kind of mash it out on my computer. If I like it, I'll kind of play with it and kind of see where that goes. And that's kind of like where the visuals are going to go. Just kind of whatever I feel. Well, that's how it's going to look, I guess, that night.
I can see why you all found it necessary to have a residency for new artists. You're using words, you're very comfortable with them, using phrases and techniques that I think a lot of people listening are, they've never heard of them before. But you're just coming out of art school, and I can only imagine that this is something that most students feel very comfortable with in art school these days.
I think so. Performance is coming. I mean, performance is a big thing.
Where you're mixing music, visuals, sound, all kinds of sound. Do you manipulate? How do you manipulate the images? I mean, give us an example of that. How would you?
There are different, you know, layers. I have three different layers. I have one layer is like the narrative, and then I have my effects, and then I kind of layer that on top of that, and just kind of play around with those different layers. They go in and out of each other. It's hard to describe.
Do you ever fix something? Like it's all very impressionistic when you perform it, but is there ever a moment that you really like something and so you what would be the word to describe it that you
want to hold on to it?
Hold on to it just like that. Well, as you present it,
it's hard to because it's going to be gone. You know,
so you don't have any external way of recording what you present.
Usually, I do, but when I'm just kind of performing and get kind of lost in the moment, I kind of forget that. You know, I'll probably never kind of see that kind of mix again.
I guess I'm imagining someone from a great museum coming and watching this, going, "We've got to have this." And how would they do that?
You can just record it with a camera, I guess.
But that brings up interesting ideas. How do you, this kind of artwork that is very, very fluid, performance-based, it's in flux all the time, changes with each performance. That's hard. How do you hold on to it? How do you, in an anthology someday, how do you say, and Keaton Smith in 2013?
Did nothing because he didn't record it.
He didn't record it. We only have a testimony from the audience. I mean, that's an interesting question for people who are used to seeing art affixed, you know, to a wall or something, a recording that you can play over and over again, and it's the same.
I think that's the case with a few of our artists in residence this year, too. It's so interesting because they're kind of taking us on a little journey of, I mean, he's teaching us so much, too, about the process of presenting just that work.
And I can, because I'm expressing my interest and amazement at this, I wish people could see you're completely comfortable and really don't understand why anyone would be confused or
and I had that same feeling too, I think, when we, like I said, originally spoke about it. But
it's very
experiences work, and like in the art house on Saturday, what I think is really nice about it is that you're surrounded by it with the three projections that are going on. So you're you're just immersed, kind of immersed in it. Yeah, okay. And it's really beautiful.
If you are just tuning in, my guests are Paige Krauss with the Acadiana Center for the Arts, talking about their artist-in-residency program, and Keaton Smith, who is one of the artists this year in that program. He will be showing, performing, creating. What verb would you use?
I like creating.
creating this Saturday at the ACA in the Art House, which is upstairs. It's a beautifully enclosed room that you will set up your projections and all of your equipment there. And so you'll do the performance twice. You'll be creating this twice. Should people stay for both to see the variations?
Different.
And it will be different. So what time does this start on Saturday?
6.
Art Walk starts at 6 and goes to 9, and then he'll do one at 6.
6 to 7, then I'll have a quick intermission, and then
do the second one from like 8 to 9, yeah.
Okay. And this is called Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing. Again, loosely based upon something that people had affection for.
And destroyed it.
You're destroying it. And then the piece that you will do in January, so this is to give people a sense of how you work. How long have you been working on this piece, the story of Christopher Jenkins?
Well, I've had the idea for a while, and then when I met Paige, she mentioned that I could I told her I wanted to make a film, which is kind of, I guess, a different thing for like an artist in residence. Mm-hmm. But I still want to perform it the way I do. So I thought maybe I could probably finally bring these two things together, performance and narrative filmmaking. And so it's kind of a first for me as well, just putting those two things together.
So do you write a script that you follow even as you are creating and changing each time?
Well, before I actually did the film, I would just kind of record old things and kind of mash those old footage together in my own way. But with this, I shot all the we shot everything. So it's like an actual film with a narrative, but I'm using the footage that we actually created.
Are you using any other footage as well? Artifacts that you've...
No.
No, it's all newly shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you shoot and then it's like you shuffle and create something out of those pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You say it's narrative, but when we think of narrative, we think of something that's being shot and, I guess, put together linearly.
Well, I think it does stand alone as a narrative, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those moments in the film where I'm going to perform and kind of break out of that narrative and kind of go somewhere else, and then you know, come back and then move forward with the story.
So there would be movement in the film that people would recognize as narrative film, like characters,
there's,
people.
You know, a scene, actors playing out their roles, and yeah.
And that would be mixed with what you're creating, kind of mixing as the VJ
director. When we get into
director.
The lead character's headspace, that's what we're going to see, that very abstract performance stuff.
Are there any people that you admire? I mean, I guess if I had a filmmaker in here, I would say, well, what directors do you really like? You know, who have you been inspired by?
I like a lot of stuff. There's a lot, yeah.
And is it a person, an artist that you like in particular, or who do something similar?
Put me on the
spot. Well, I guess it is so new, and it's, again, something you all are making and creating as you go. It's
Well, there's been a lot of performance video in the past, you know, but I'd probably say... you really put me on the spot.
Well, maybe instead of just a person, is there a particular school or group or people that, like, if you wanted to go, someone who's doing narrative film, they would say, well, I like this director, and so I'll go look him up on YouTube. Well, where would you find the artwork that somebody that you would want to watch?
Well, I still kind of hold on to the old, like, the a lot of avant-garde film that we watched in school.
Mm-hmm.
Very, you know, educational background kind of stuff, like stuff you won't see. You see because you go to school to see that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You're exposed to that thing because it's not like a mass audience kind of.
Find it on Netflix.
No, it's not very commercial or anything. Mm-hmm. But I like all those small kind of stories, which I guess kind of shows in my work. But there's a lot of great filmmakers, you know, like Stan Brakhage, like Chris Marker, just people that are no one really knows because, I mean, they haven't really got the recognition they deserve, I guess. But
I do know Stan Brakhage.
Stan Brakhage. He's the rock star of, you know,
yeah,
avant-garde film. But I like all of his stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, I encourage people to experience this, again, because Keaton Smith just graduated from UL Lafayette, very comfortable with this new performance-based video, a mixing of all kinds of mediums, and you feel like it's very fluid between these mediums and that you can...
I hope so.
I'm hoping so. So this Saturday, Swamp Thing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, again, preparing people for the story of Christopher Jenkins, mm-hmm, which will take place in January.
Yeah, January. When,
how will that happen, that particular residency?
Keaton's actually in the James Devin Munkus Theater. So we will, if you've been in the theater before, it's a little flexible that we can rearrange the space, which is really nice for this show. We'll redo some of the seating, and like we said, he'll be live performing it. So he'll be somewhat involved in the audience. It'll be projected on the screen, and it will be January 9th, 10th, and 11th at the ACA.
So three opportunities to see this particular creation.
And that will be a triptych as well, three different screens. So kind of like an immersive experience.
And different things will be showing on the screens at different times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have any actors who've been involved?
Yes, good actors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I worked with, Amy Wagspack. She's the director of acting up in Acadiana, and she kind of helped me cast it in the beginning. She casted George Saussier, who's the lead character, and he's really great. Brian Crutchfield. I met Katrin Schmidt. Just kind of randomly through a friend, and she plays the mother character, and she's really great. And, I mean, Josh Cohen, he's a student at UL. He just had his show, his BFA show.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great actor. But they all come from kind of a theater background.
And do you like that? Do you like working?
Yes. Because they're all very good actors.
Mm-hmm.
So
what? How did you create your sets? Is there a very realistic feel to the sets?
Yeah, very low budget. Very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to create a very kind of realistic setting.
Mm-hmm.
And then when things kind of get out of worldly, kind of in the headspace of the character, that would be like the performance stuff. So it's a very, very sharp contrast between realism and then kind of abstract, what do we call it?
And the head of someone, a schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And these posters are very beautiful, too. I'm sure people will start to see those as that gets closer. Who designed the poster?
Nicole
LaCour. Yeah, mm-hmm. She designed it, and she did a really great job.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
We worked for a while on it, but...
They've had such a great relationship working on this, too. She works here at the ACA and just does beautiful design work, and she's just... Her and Keaton have gone back and forth, and I think it just came out stunning. That's actually... The background, you know, she was over at the ACA painting it herself.
Yeah, she painted the background herself.
So she's really put some
personal touch to it.
Yeah.
Well, it's an amazing collaboration on that poster.
Definitely.
If you are tuning in again, we're talking about the Artist in Residency program at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Paige Krause is with us talking about that program and, in particular, Keaton Smith's part in this program, which will take place. There'll be a taste of it this Saturday, and then the story of Christopher Jenkins will be shown in January. So starting at 6 o'clock, you can see his film, Swamp Thing, and then see it again in a completely
different
version on Saturday as well. Do you have a website or some place where people can go and see some of your work?
I do. I haven't looked at it in a long time. I think it's Keaton Smith. /cargocollective.com.
But that could change.
Yeah, I mean, it's really...
Nothing to nail down with them. It's actually on the ACA website, too.
Okay,
we have
good.
Residency at the center,
I'm
and you can read
about
Keaton. You can also... There's a link that'll take you to his website.
That's why they started this residency
exactly.
program, to help promote. So the link at the ACA's website, and you can find out more about Keaton Smith's work and kind of prepare yourself
for what
you'll
see Saturday.
Yeah,
and you can see
the
other artists, too, that are coming up. The next one we have is Leah Gray, and then Darylyn Robertson.
She has some cool stuff, Leah.
Yeah.
They both do, yeah.
And I'm sure people will have the question, and time immemorial, I'm sure they've always asked this about artists, you know, what are you going to do with it? Not so much that, but how do you imagine continuing in your art form? I mean, do you imagine pursuing this kind of filming, creating?
I like writing, and I think that's probably what I like the most. So, like, the writing gives me confidence to actually go out and, like, manifest it and do it. Mm-hmm. So I think I would just keep writing.
I like
maybe go to school.
The word you use, manifest it. That's almost better than creating, to manifest it. So writing is very important to you. The story is very important to you. And would we recognize it as, say, a kind of short story, a screenplay? What does that look like when you write something for these manifestations?
Seems more like a short story.
Like a short story.
Like a short fiction.
Mm-hmm. And then you flesh it out with all of the methods that you've been talking about. Fascinating. And we look forward to seeing your production this Saturday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And we look forward to your production in January again. And that will be a part of the residency program. So I know there's a lot of other things going on at the ACA. You could just kind of spend your whole Saturday there.
It's a busy place.
So that will be in the art house upstairs. And in addition to Keaton's work, what else do you have on at the ACA?
Yeah, so we have Art Walk this Saturday. And actually tonight we have Steve Riley.
Yes.
It's really exciting.
The 25 years?
Yeah, 25 years. And we also have that on Friday night. And we are still looking for a few volunteers. So if anybody like to volunteer, it's a great opportunity to be involved at the ACA. But you also get a ticket when you volunteer. So it's a great opportunity to see performances.
Right. And it's not just Steve and his band. I believe Sonny Landreth will be there. Zachary Richard. All kinds of people will be joining in that celebration. So it would be a wonderful opportunity to volunteer and get to see the performance.
Right.
I imagine you still have tickets left. People can still purchase those.
We do. We have a few tickets left for Thursday and Friday. Okay. Not too many. It's getting close to being sold out. So, but you can call the ACA and purchase tickets or stop by. And then we have Art Walk on Saturday, which we also have volunteers for. So if you like to volunteer for that, we do Art Walk volunteers in two shifts from 5:45 to 7:30 and then 7:30 to 9. So you can still enjoy other things happening downtown for Art Walk.
And what are the exhibits on display?
Yeah, so in the main gallery, we have Luis Cruz, which his work is still up from last Art Walk. If you haven't gotten a chance to see it, it's just an incredible show in the main gallery. It's really stunning. And in the Mahia Gallery upstairs, we have John Norris, who I think was an adjunct at UL for a while, and his portraits upstairs, and they're beautiful. It's in our upstairs gallery at ACA. And in the side gallery, we still have Bob Wiggs, which, if you haven't gotten a chance to see that.
And I've heard many people say, oh, I mean to go and see that.
And
you really have to.
You really do.
The sculptures and the display, the curating was just beautiful.
Yeah, just the history of it. And an incredible person in our community. And then in the vault, we have Rachel David, who is a sculptor out of New Orleans. And her pieces are just incredible pieces that are in our vault right now.
So full artistic experience.
Yeah, I feel like I might be leaving something out, but yeah, it's a busy day.
All mediums.
Well, you can go to the ACA's website and find out more about Art Walk. That is this Saturday, 6 until 9 at the ACA, and galleries up and down Jefferson Street, of course, will be open. Some returning exhibits and some new exhibits
as
well.
Oh, and we have children's activities, too. We are gearing up for the holidays, so, kids can come out. We have some things, and any ages, to make a little things.
All right. Bring them on up and get to see new artwork,
yes.
new forms of art, and you can inspire the very, very young ones as well. Well, thank you all so much for coming by. Paige Krause with the Acadiana Center for the Arts, and Keaton Smith, who graduated from UL last year, a 2012 graduate, a visual arts graduate, and he is a part of the residency program at the ACA. His piece, Swamp Thing, will be shown this Saturday, and then the story of Christopher Jenkins in January. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.